Well, joining us on the line, we're joined by Bryce Anderson with DTN, the senior ag meteorologist. And Bryce, as we talk about harvest and the upcoming weather outlook, looking at the extended forecast through the rest of September into October, does it sound like we're going to be staying kind of in this wetter state this fall?
It certainly looks that way, Leslie. One thing that we started to see happening is in the Pacific Ocean indicators, there is more of a trend toward at least a weak El Nino for later this fall to develop. And when that's in effect, it relates to a higher than average rainfall total for much of the plains in the Midwest going into the fall season and through the season. So that's another reason why, in our view, we're getting set for a fall that is going to be one that has normal to above normal precipitation and temperatures running normal to below normal, a little bit of a cooler and wetter fall season than we usually have.
Do you think that'll extend down into the southern plains as well?
Yes, I do. In fact, there's a fairly high chance, actually one of the higher probabilities for above normal precipitation in the southern plains for this fall. I think that's going to cause maybe a little bit of a slowdown in terms of wheat planting, but on the other hand, it's going to continue to help recharge a soil moisture profile that has been pretty well drawn down by drought over the last couple of years. It's helping pastures and it's helping hay crops, so that's all been a big benefit when you think about how the weather pattern is presenting itself.
So many benefits with that, but maybe one of the downsides will be crop quality this year.
I think it will be, and the harvest this season is, the way things are shaping up, it's going to be on the order of 2009, 5 years ago. Now, during that fall, harvest really dragged out, and there were numerous issues with crop quality, with very light grain and so forth. And I don't think that we're going to have quite that extreme of a scenario for this fall, but it is going to be one where I think we will see some issues with grain weight not being quite the weight that we would like to see. And there's also going to be some moisture issues as well. Is it going to be widespread? I don't think so, but I think it is going to be a part of the harvest scene that we see this year.
We've been joined by Bryce Anderson of DTN, the senior agricultural meteorologist. Joining us today on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, I'm Leslie Smith.